Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now with an update on Das Wetter, the weather, is a guy I cannot say enough great things about him professionally, even personally, meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, you bet. And I've got some good news for everybody. The end is near. Normally, when you hear those words, it's not a good thing. But when it comes to the snow that's been kind of continuing to fall across Western New York, we're watching it break up. And you can see the back edge of this now beginning to slide across the area, cutting through central Niagara County all the way down into portions of the South Towns. And it's moving off to the east.
Well, things played out pretty much like you said they were going to play out. Did anything surprise you about this particular winter weather event?
Yeah, two spots I think that really overperformed. Most of the area was in that 4 to 8 inch range. We knew everyone was going to get pasted by this, but there was one spot in particular. If you're familiar with Sturgeon Point, where the marina is there, and if you go inland into the Boston Hills, Eden, Angola, Collins, Concord, maybe to Silver Creek, a narrow ribbon of lake effect snow bled in off of Lake Erie, and I bet there's going to be some 12 inch plus numbers in there. That was a pretty isolated thing. And then also up along the, we said the North Towns, when we said North Towns, northern Niagara County along the shoreline there, the northern half of Niagara and Orleans, they're going to overperform as well. I think we're going to see some 12 inch numbers there. But the caveat is it's not a heavy, wet 12 inches of snow. The snow got drier and fluffier throughout the day. It stacks up a little easier. So yes, you could put a ruler in it and everybody will say, hey, look at all the snow I've got. But it is it's a very light, fluffy, easily moved snow.
Now, the stuff on the bottom, is that going to be an issue? Is it going to make things especially slippery?
That is the tricky part. Yes, there's about a quarter inch, maybe an inch of slush that it began as. Remember last evening it was wet and then it was switching over and everything kind of slushed out. So if you haven't gone out yet to do any shoveling, you're going to find that that lower section, about an inch, is going to be the heavy stuff and all the light stuff is on top of it. If you went and did the first scrape, everything you've had since then is the light, fluffy variety.
Well, you know, Andy, I'm sure you remember this, but the same thing really happened last year in a memorable way. We went through this week or two-week period where we had snow, it would melt and then freeze into an ice rink, then we get more snow, which would do the same thing, and by the end of that cycle, I think on the driveway, there were about 2 inches of solid ice at the base.
I remember that. Yeah, there was a lot of folks that were trying to get through, and you couldn't even salt. It was so thick. And that was a tricky situation. I can tell you right now, Tom, everything out there that's frozen is going to stay that way. It is going to be the cold. We have a chance to be the coldest, snowiest 7-day period of the winter between now and maybe next Saturday.
Well, for some people, bad news. For other people, good news, especially with the nature of today's snow. The skiing, absolutely sensational, it should be.
Yeah, this is the powder that everybody dreams of. If you could have this knee-deep or hip-high and coming down there, if you're the first skis on the hill, that would be unbelievable. But they're making hay out of this, absolutely, in Cattaraugus County and Southern Erie County. I know KB was out. I looked on their cameras early this morning, and they were getting that same beautiful snow. They love that down there.
Yeah, making hay. You'd think they'd be making snow. So the temperatures, Andy. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. He's on every social media platform that exists, and he's probably on some that don't exist. Maybe he's broken through to somewhere in a wormhole with the time-space continuum as well. I don't know.
We're on the dark web. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hope not. Andy Parker, meteorologist extraordinaire. Talk to us about the temperatures, Andy, because just like you said, brr.
Yeah, this is going to get cold. I mean, we're in the teens. Anybody that went out there today, you felt those wind chills down into the single digits. We're sitting at 11 degrees right now, so technically not even in the teens. And then when you factor in the wind, which hasn't been all that bad today, I mean, considering the winds that we've had recently, but it's still enough to make it cold. We're looking at 20s tomorrow, and then probably the 30s on Saturday. That's about as high as we get. We go right back into the freezer come Sunday. We go back to the 20s, the teens. We could see high temperatures in the single digits by Tuesday. I think we get another quick shot of snow on Friday, again on Saturday, and then I think lake effect fires up Sunday afternoon, and it looks like a multi-day event that'll run from about Sunday through Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and that will be targeting the city for the first part of that before the winds shift around a bit.
Oy. Well, I mean, Monday's the holiday, so people could dodge a bullet there.
Yeah, as far as snow days go, the kids racked up a snow day today across a bunch of the region. But yes, Monday could be something where it could be a beneficial landing for that holiday where they don't have to run the buses.
Don't get me started on a snow day today, because I was going to bring this up, but why not? Andy Parker, I must tell you that I heard what you said about some of the snowfall totals and some of the areas that outperformed. But when I was a kid, we wouldn't have called this a storm. We would have called it just another day in winter. It's like a winter weather event, if that.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think back in the 80s and 90s, there was a phrase that the car dealers use now, push, pull, or drag them in. And that's how we got into the school. But now they take a lot of other factors into the equation, sitting in a lot of those decision-making meetings at 4:30 in the morning. You know, there's a number of things that go into it. And today for the North Towns, I think when I say North Towns, Niagara and Orleans County, those folks that, you know, 12 inches of snow, that's a solid hit for them. It's certainly way more than what would be normal. Like the snow desert of Lewiston, which, you know, they always escape with 1 to 3. This time they had a lot more than that. So for them, if they burn a snow day on this, but then you look at like a Orchard Park or an Aurora or Marilla and Elma, and you think, well, you know, 4 to 8 inches over a whole day, you know, there's definitely, you know, some fence riding on this one.
Again, it's Marilla. We expect snow in Marilla and a lot of parts of Lancaster. We expect a lot of snow. These things happen because it's January, it's Western New York, and it gets cold and it snows. I mean, it's like saying, my goodness, it's going to be sunny and 85 in Honolulu. My goodness.
I know. There's been a number of accidents out of this, and I think that's the precautionary tale that they look at and say, well, what if? And which I don't think they did as much of back in the 80s and 90s. It was, okay, let's run them and you know, put the chains on the tires and get the kids in. Now I think they look at it and say, well, is there potential for, you know, even one student who's a walking student who ends up, you know, having an unfortunate incident on the way in? And they take a lot of that into, I think that rises a lot higher than it used to. And in an abundance, the phrase that I think everybody knows, it's an abundance of caution, and they budget those days in, so they've got them there, and yeah. I think it's easier for them to use them.
These poor kids are missing out on an opportunity to gain so much by learning what they can do in the face of adversity and overcoming it, and to think that we're stealing that from them, it almost breaks my heart, Andy. Andy Parker, meteorologist, News Radio 930 WBEN. You can catch him on every social media platform. Andy, for those people who may have flights connecting and ending up in Denver at either end, are you seeing anything about which people should know?
No, I think Denver's actually in a really good spot. They're going to find themselves with a quiet weather pattern. Temperatures up in the 50s tomorrow, and then on Saturday they drop to 40, but it'll be a sunny 40 degrees out there in the Rockies in Mile High. So getting into Denver is not a problem. Getting out of Buffalo shouldn't be a problem either. Once we cross the threshold of tonight and then coming back, depending on, I guess if you come back Sunday, that could be At this point, nothing is worrisome about Sunday and flights back to Buffalo at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the weather Sunday, Monday, the new system, but shouldn't be anything that's going to cause massive delays.
Yeah, at this stage of the game, there's going to be some snow, but if you were to say, well, would you be concerned at this point? No. Would I keep an eye on that on the forecast? Yes, but at this point, I wouldn't even look at a plan B yet. You know, save this. We're not even there yet.
And as far as the major hub connecting cities, I'm not sure what airline people are going to be flying, but I'm thinking about places like Wayne County, Detroit, Chicago, Cincinnati perhaps. No, not Cincinnati. Disregard that. Nothing is happening at those places that is going to be of any consequence to Bills fans.
It doesn't appear that the connections that you named are going to be too much of a problem. Chicago is going to be cold. Make no mistake. I don't know. I should know when they're playing, but Chicago is going to be absolutely frigid. It could be one of the colder NFL games that get played. They're looking at on Friday, 36 with some snow there. Not a ton of it, though. And then as we get to Saturday, the temperatures of 21, but most folks will be traveling on Friday. So I don't see any big issues in Chicago, minor accumulations, but that game could be very interesting to watch with the Bears playing in temperatures of 21 and wind gusts up to 25. So that'll make it feel single digits or sub-zero out there. That'll be the game where the steam is coming off the players' heads, and as they exhale with the hand in the frozen dirt, that's where you see it come out of their nose, and that's the type of game we're headed for.
That's what I call football, and that Bears-Rams game will be Sunday, 5:30 p.m. their time, Soldier Field. Andy Parker, meteorologist, I cannot begin to thank you for your expertise. You are magnificent, as always, and I hope people go to all of your social media platforms and make you positively famous.
Hey, I appreciate it very much, Tom. Anytime.
Thank you. Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.